Hey, what's up, busy parents? Jay Helms, founder of the W2 Capitalist podcast and movement. Just wanted to touch base with you this morning and talk about a random thought, and that the fork is the most useless utensil out of all the utensils that we have. Let me explain. So I'm sitting here recording or getting ready to record, just testing some mic volumes, whatnot. My wife brings me leftovers. So I don't know about you guys, but especially you dads out there with young kids, when we go eat anywhere, going out to eat is so expensive right now. And so I have adopted not ordering anything for myself. It doesn't necessarily matter where we're going. It could be the local Mexican place. It can be Chick-fil-A. It could be whatever, wherever we go. I don't order anything for myself because I know there's going to be plenty of leftovers from when my, kids get quote unquote finished eating. Excuse me. And one of the things I've noticed just as we're, in the last couple of years, for whatever reason, is that I could really go without using a fork. You know, growing up, I remember always having a fork to eat scrambled eggs, macaroni and cheese, all the things that people normally, a fork's good for a salad. Okay. We'll give you that. We've been eating a lot of salads, trying to stay healthy and whatnot, or eat healthier. And, but I've just realized that there's not much need for a fork. I mean, you could even get away with eating a salad with a spoon, right? But if you're thinking about scrambled eggs or thinking about macaroni and cheese or whatever else, it doesn't really matter. The spoon is the superior utensil. You know, you might argue that a knife. I don't think so. I think this is a knife might even be below a fork because, I mean, if you're eating steak, you want to get back to the caveman days, you just bite into that sucker, right? I don't really know what I'm talking about today. My wife brought that in here. We had a little laugh because I'm the way I'm set up here recording this is I've kind of got some barriers around me just because there's not a proper desk or one that I can sit at that won't hurt my back. And so I've got this kind of a funky setup. And she didn't know I was recording. And when I was doing some testing, she walked in and she kind of set the plate of egg with a fork across from me, and I was like, well, you're kind of treating me like I'm in prison, and you don't want to get too close to me that food. And anyway, we had a good laugh about it, but then I just got thinking about, why did she bring me a fork? Like, this is, why do people try to eat scrambled eggs with a fork? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So anyway, I just wanted to go off on that rant, nothing but just to have a little fun with you. And let me know if I'm curious if you dads or moms, with the price of groceries and with the price of takeout right now or dining in somewhere, how are you cutting cost? So like one of the biggest things I do, and it knocks off, you know, 10 to 20 bucks depending on where we're going every time, is I don't order. I wait for the kids to quote unquote finish. And there's plenty for me to order, and there's always usually some left over. So what kind of tips and tricks are you folks running into where you're saving money on groceries? I'm just curious. Send me a text, 205-249-0248, and I appreciate you letting me have fun this morning.